All right.
Are out of practice.
Yeah.
1 week.
1 week.
It's been 1 week since we had an episode, and we have completely forgotten how to do our jobs.
You know, I wonder if it's because this is a job that requires so very few muscles, so muscle memory is just like a joke.
Yeah. We do, like, one other thing with our bodies, and our brains, like, push that shit out. But I'm hopeful today. And you sent me something that was really nice to see. And you guys will see, and you can probably tell by the name of the episode, we're doing our first of the year episode. Well, it's not the first episode of the, you know what I mean. Get out of here. I'm starting 2024 with animosity.
Being defensive? Yeah.
No. We're gonna talk at you about just some things, resolutions, not resolutions, the past, the future, the present. And here, I'm actually kind of stalling because I'm scrolling up to the actual text.
Great.
You sent me.
It's good.
But I was vamping. Okay, so you said, this is a text I got from Macy. She says, I made a list of good/bad. Or hard things this year, and my good list is so much longer. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. Yeah. And yeah. I'm looking at it now because I spent all morning on it. And it was on the counter, you know. And I would think of things, and as I thought of stuff, I would write it down. And really, big difference. Big difference in the length of each side of the list. And I'm happy about that. And I don't know how much of that's attitude and how much of it's happening, but still, it's nice.
I like to think that we kind of bury the good stuff over, because it feels sort of like good things happening are these short bursts of energy, right? And it feels like the bad shit is sort of like this constant grading every day. And I think that can make it feel like there's more bad because we give it more of our like everyday attention. But when you write it down like that, hopefully the good stuff is longer. I went back through our episodes and I kind of want to do a recap of the year of the important stuff. So where do we start? It's 2024, Macy. Let's start here. How was your new year?
It was low key, bro. I was in bed by 9.
I know you did. What
I do every year. I've never, even as a child, when like, you know, a lot of kids are like, can we stay up? Can we stay up and watch the ball drop? I was like, fuck that. I'm going to bed. I don't give a shit.
I watched the Dallas New Year's party, which was really cool. They had like this drone show that went off.
Whoa.
When the ball dropped. Well, the ball didn't drop, but if you're familiar with the Dallas skyline, there is this like ball in the air.
Reunion Tower.
It's a Reunion Tower. It's a restaurant. It's one of those 360s, real fancy. The height of luxury.
Did you know we walked down every single one of them stairs?
Dude, every single time I have someone to tell about that, I will. I don't care if I've told them 100 times. I'll tell them. I'll tell them every time. It's covered in lights, so they can do things like project. They projected the countdown onto it. So that was like the Dallas version of the ball dropping.
Cool.
And I was watching it on live, and after the ball dropped, there were fireworks that went off, but then there was this drone show. And listen, maybe this is my fucking boomer showing, but like, drone shows fascinate me. And I was glued to the TV. And I really, truly was staring at it. Just, how do they do it?
See,
how are they so smooth?
See, that might be the boomer in you, but the Luddite in me just immediately thinks of the end times. Anytime. I don't care how beautiful this drone show is. I'm immediately like, and here it comes. This is the end.
And it begins.
Yeah, I can't help it.
They had this The drone, they had this like through the decades thing, and it was like 1920s, and it had like this couple doing a swing dance, and then it fucking skipped the 30s because of course it did.
Fuck the 30s.
And then it was like 1950, and like it would just show all of these things, and it was cute because like the 90s, I think it was like MC Hammer, and they had him doing his little dance across the sky. Mm-hmm. It was cute. So that was that, and I had a champagne, a beverage, and that was I did no laundry, I did no cleaning of the sort on the first, as to hold on to any pennies this year that come my way. And that was it.
I did yesterday though, dude, and this might gross some people out, but not me. This, I guess, is something that you're supposed to technically do New Year's Eve, but we did New Year's Day. So we clipped a whole bunch of greens from the garden. Listen.
Oh.
A lot of greens from the garden. Enough to fill a whole big ass, like, 6-quart crock pot, and we put all them greens in there.
Okay.
And then we throw some goddamn...
I'm getting scared.
We threw some soup bones in there. We had some grass-fed.
That's delicious.
Like soup bones. Oh, I know it. It was great. And so all day long, those soup bones, which was like, I don't know, knuckle and shit, you know, they're like they're the good cartilaginous bones and shit.
Yeah,
were going in these greens that we picked from the garden all day. And these are local grass-fed knuckles. And they're going in these greens. And like... they'd been in there for hours, dude. And I went to go like inspect the bones and like saw that the marrow had softened, right?
Yeah.
And so I scooped that gelatinous marrow out.
Yeah, you did.
And I dropped it back in the greens and like stirred it all back up and put the marrow back in the greens, dude. I felt it all immediately cushion my joints. Like I was drinking it and I was like, and I'm 20 years younger.
Yeah. You feel like a nice, a thick padding on them joints.
Oh, my God, dude.
Have you ever?
Oh, it's delicious.
Dude, the first time I think I knowingly had bone marrow, like as a, onto itself, what it is, it was at a fancy restaurant in Chicago. And, I was like, oh, bone marrow. Okay, I know people like that. I'll give it a shot. And they bring it out. You know, they bring it out on like the half-cut bone. And it's just this like fucking grease. Mm. And they bring like some bread or some shit to put on it. It changed my life that night. It changed my life that night in a way that makes me think I might be a psychopath. The like amount of times I think of bone marrow.
I
wish I was eating bone marrow.
I just had a big bowl of greens, and they got better overnight. And I heated them up on the stove.
They do.
Just about an hour ago, and it was biblical, dude. Like I drank the whole bowl of juice afterwards. I was like, nothing of this is going to waste. I'm absorbing all of it. Oh,
you've been watching a lot of Alone.
I haven't, but it definitely has inspired my love of getting every micronutrient out of anything possible. Yeah. It really, really has. And like, I've got a whole other bag, and I want to make a big like bone stock here next week and just have it to drink.
So how do you think that one thing I did on the first of the year is I tried to put meaning to everything that I did. And I was like, how is this influencing the rest of my year? You know, like, what am I doing now that's setting the intention for the rest of the year? And one thing I did is yesterday I hung out with some friends and we played some cards and it was a good time. And I was like, okay, so this is a year of, you know, joyousness and companionship.
Yeah,
right?
Social.
Stupid shit like that. So what do you think your greasy bone greens is setting you up for the year?
I feel like, and this is... you know what it was, dude? And you're about to get a seagull's explosion from me.
Okay.
It was a really, really hobbity brunch. And this is maybe going to be shaping up to be a huge Lord of the Rings year for me. Because, dude, I want to tell you what I did this morning and yesterday. You know what I did yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I already know, but I think we should talk about it because I have seen this ad on I think like TikTok and on Instagram, like for the thing, if it's what I'm thinking of, like the exact thing. But the thing is, I've thought about doing it. And since you have kind of bitten the bullet and done this thing, I kind of want to do it. And I'm thinking maybe the listeners would be, I don't know, maybe kind of interested. So I think you should. And he tells about it.
The first time I, and this is not an ad, by the way, I'm just excited. And the first time I saw this.
What if it was, though?
Dude, what if it was? And I think I was living, this has been around for a hot second, and I think I was still living in my apartment the first time I saw this. And I was like, this seems really fun, but I thought it was a scam because something about it
that's the thing.
Like a scam.
Every time I see it, there's a part of me that goes, this might be a scam.
Yeah, and I've seen enough shit that it seems like legitimate. And I was a victim of ad placement. And
yes,
it was New Year's Day.
They're watching.
New Year's Day, of course. So I get an ad for the like Lord of the Rings Conqueror Challenge, to where you walk the distance from the Shire to Mordor. And you track it all, and there's like information along the way, and you log the story, or like you kind of get like little postcards, and you follow the route, right? And I have been walking so much over this past year because one of my good things on my list was putting a trail in that we can walk on the property. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking anyway. I've walked I've hundreds of miles since this trail has been put in. And now mom walks it with me, so we're walking together. So we walk all the time, and I was like, I could actually do this, and it wouldn't be like anything I'm forcing myself new to do. I'm already doing it. So I could just do this passively. And it's kind of fucking sweet because at the end of it, you're like, there's medals along the way. Right. But then I thought about it.
Yeah.
I was like, this could be a really wonderful way to really get to know this story from an immersive experience. So today was walk number two. I'm right now currently in the first leg of this challenge, which is the Shire. It's 145 miles. And I'm 4.5 miles deep in that. And so, but like today, I listened to chapter one of the Fellowship of the Ring, because that's where I'm starting.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to listen to this. And even, you know, I have to stop at a certain point because I'll run out of book. But like when I'm walking specifically for this, like hiking out in the woods, not even just on my trail, but I go hike in a lot of other places. Like anytime I'm doing this, put this on, and like until I reach the milestone in which I can move on, you know, I'll know it in the story, I'll just start over. Right. And so like today, chapter one is Bilbo's birthday. And you get through the birthday and his little joke with the disappearing act, and he packs up the ring and all of that, and he leaves. And that's, you know, that's, but what was neat is that when I walked today, even though I didn't reach my milestone, because Bag End is my first milestone, and that's like kind of like, it seems when you leave Bag End, you know? And in the book, I've not left Bag End yet, but it's right after, and you get like these little postcard, little niblets about where you are when you're in the story or like along the pathway, and it was him at his birthday party. And it was so cool because it was like, I just listened to that, and it was like right where pretty much after I left off, there he is, and there I am in the story at the birthday party. So it's super immersive, but here's the fucking thing that I've just, I don't know how this is going to go. This is the one kind of true fantastical part of this that I feel might fail. But when you get the first medal, when you leave the Shire, you've walked 145 miles, you get your medal.
Yes.
It has the Ring of Power in it. It comes with it built in. It's a carrier. And so you have the Ring of Power in it. And the point of that is once you.
Well, can we, I want to pause. Is this all digital or is there like a physical element to this?
No, this is physical. The medals are gorgeous. They're like these big heavy metal articulated big, you can put them, they have like wall mounts that you can frame them in like a honeycomb style frame. They're cute.
So do they send them to you all at once or just when you hit the
milestone? Only when
you've
earned
it.
Only when, like when I complete the Shire, I get my medal. And then that means I can't proceed to the Fellowship until like the Fellowship next passage of the journey, like when the Fellowship gets together and it ends at Moria, and then there's a Moria one, you know, so it's like it's the legs of the journey. But until I complete the legs, I don't get the medal. But when I get the medal, leaving the Shire, right, it's got the Ring of Power built into the medal. And so out pops, I can take this ring out. And the extra layer for the fucking nerds out there is that when you get your Mordor medal, So you cross Mordor, right? And the Mordor medal, the fifth medal, is like 280 miles or some shit. It's so long. It's the longest one. But when you look at the map, Mordor is fucking huge. And but anyway, that has a cubby in it that you put the ring in. And so it's like you get the ring in the first one. And then like when you get you like destroy the ring and the little medal. But I was like, I kind of want to wear it on a chain every single fucking day until I do it.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. You have to keep it on you. You have to feel that weight. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if I start getting neck sores, it's just part of it.
That's what happens. That's what that's what it does. Makes itself real heavy.
Yeah. And I really do want Hunter to carry me the last lap. Just be like, the whole fucking way. You got to do this.
Make him, dude, I can just see you out there and you're like, okay, now here's your line. Here's your line. I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you. And then you pick me up and I can just see him being like, God damn it.
How long? Really? Okay, fine. Just fine. Come on.
1 mile?
Let's do it.
What? Yeah, that sounds like a great time, especially if you are, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about recently about being able to picture when you read or when you listen to audiobooks. If you can, if you have that ability, it's walking and listening to an audiobook will put you into another world.
Yeah, it was great.
Just, I mean, you know, because you could, sure, you're technically walking maybe the same track or the same spot on your treadmill or whatever, but like in your head, nah, you're at Bilbo's fucking birthday party. So that's very cool. I think that's a good way to start the year. I concur with the strange Lord of the Rings presence that has made itself known, and I don't, may or may not continue for the, I just feel like I've gotten bombarded with Lord of the Rings recently. You know, your brother sent all those texts about they were watching it.
They
watching
did the tradition. The
trilogy. I keep getting Lord of the Rings tattoo ideas like on my TikToks.
Dude, if I complete this, if I do this and walk the full like 800 something miles that includes like the bro journey in the return or in two towers when they're running around Rohan, which that one I do want to run.
Yeah.
I want to train and run every fucking step of that one just to be authentic.
Now say it like you said it to me in the text.
They run as if the whips of the masters are behind them.
Why did he say it like that? Why does it bother me so much?
Because it's weird. I hate it. Why does everything that Orlando Bloom sound like he is a bellows? I've never understood this. It's always really taken away from him for me. But you got to get over it because he's Legolas.
Yeah, yeah. Knock a knock a fire.
But.
Or whatever.
Either way, I'm down for it. And if I do this and like do it all because I'm walking anyway, it might take years. I don't really care. I might get a Lord of the Rings tattoo after that. I feel like I will have become very intimately entwined with this story.
I feel that there are a lot that I have seen that are just gorgeous and beautiful. Because in my head, like, I'm a creative person, but for some reason, I can also be, like, extremely, if not overly literal with things. So when someone says something like, oh, Lord of the Rings tattoos, I'm like, oh, okay, you got what? You got, like, a... You got a picture of the ring on you, which is cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that's fucking sweet. But I have seen so many different takes of how you could do it, like little hidden ones or like all out ones that it's real easy to tell. If you have a Lord of the Rings tattoo, post it up on our Facebook.
Oh, hell yeah. And, I want to see your Lord of the Rings tats. I bet that's sweet. Super into it.
So. Right. Tell us, right. What is this, Mace? Like, is this a, where do we go? Is it like a website?
It's so
an app
pulling. It is an app.
Do you go to a brick and mortar store?
So it is the Conqueror is what it's called. And so Mom is doing one right now. So since she walks with me, she's doing a different one. She's not as familiar with Lord of the Rings as I am. And she's doing one of the Florida Keys. So it's instead of being fantasy, it's like Google Street View. And every bit that she walks, she can like go back and see where she walked in town and kind of like street view it all, which is pretty cool. So like she's doing that one, but at the end of that one, she also you get like this big medal, you know, and it shows that you walked the distance. And as someone, I love a prize. That's all it takes for me. Cause again, I'm already walking, but if I can get a prize out of the deal, you know, sweet. And I like conceptualizing things that way. Because, like, I don't know how long that I've walked since I started walking on the trail in June or whatever. But this is a cool way to be like, I have fucking walked to Mordor, you pieces of shit. Fucking eat shit.
And definitely if you did perhaps make the resolution to maybe be more active or maybe not even just you want to be more active or you're trying to walk more. This sounds like an ad. This sounds like a fucking ad.
It does. No, it sounds like an ad. Like, I know it. I've talked about fucking 15 minutes about this, but I think it's fun. And this is, we'll see how it goes.
You went robot. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, my internet's really bad today. They already know. They know that they're on the edge.
You're back.
Yeah, they know that.
That's something to add to the looking forward of in 2024 is new hot shit internet.
Oh, dude.
But I'm on the internet. I'm on the website. I went to the Conquer because I wanted to check it out. Dude, they have so many. It's not just the Lord of the Rings. They've got like the Inca Trail and the Berlin Wall. And you can like walk around like, oh, here they've got the Jesus Trail.
They've also got Westeros if you're a Game of Thrones person.
Yeah, it looks like they've got, oh, Macy, there's a Scooby-Doo.
I saw. Full stop.
Okay. All right, cool. Let us know if you do the Scooby-Doo challenge. That'll be fun. But let's get into it. At the big ass mark of almost 25 minutes, we have someone very special to talk about. We have someone who is bringing you this episode, and it's the first of the year. Setting the tone for our Patreon shout-out segment, we have the wonderful, the gracious, the enigmatic.
Oh.
The smelling good. Hot stuff. Louisa L.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I was like, man, can I try to squeeze this into Auld Lang Syne or whatever you fucking call that song? But I was like, but that's depressing. So I don't really feel like that's like the most fun Patreon shout out segment. Yeah. So I get it. I don't think I would want Auld Lang Syne. Is it Auld Lang Syne? Sigh?
I just call it the depressing New Year's song.
Okay. I mean, everyone knows the one you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, how many New Year's songs are there?
Really? Not that many. But if I had you, Louisa L would be the only thing I'd need. Yeah, if I had you, you.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, dude, it's Adam Lambert. Wait, this was like 2000. I don't remember when this song came out, but it's Adam Lambert.
That's pizza meal. Also, should 2024 be the year of providing context? Should we be like, when we say that's pizza meal, that's a reference to a video that our video editor made, Eldritch Kitchen, linked below. Check it out.
We just begin to over explain everything, like completely break the rules of show don't tell. Like we just tell everything. Go full Virgin River.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's speaking of. Sort of. Let's jump into this because I have gone back through our year of episodes and written down some important moments or some moments that I want to re-talk about a little bit. And I know that you also have your list of things. So how shall we do this? Shall we, do you want to bat back and forth? Or
Sure, we could do that.
Plan? All right. Tell me something. Excuse me, I've forgotten how to have a radio voice. Tell me something good or bad, or both. You do. This is your second. Bow, wow. Boom, 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 boom. That's the bass.
Thought back, and this list is in no particular order because it's just things that have happened over the years. I thought of them, but dude, I got to be right out of the gate, right up on top. Again, not an ad, because we talked about this a few days ago. Simply Captivating has brought so much fucking joy to my life.
Mm. Yeah. And I, okay, so as we're talking on it, I will say here our first, let's see. Okay, on March 23rd of this year, 2023, or last year, 2023, Simply Captivating presents Farmer Wants a Wife, Episode 1, Give the Woman a Blanket, came out on our Patreon.
Wow.
And you know what I say? Simply Captivating has been one of my favorite parts of the week, every week.
Every week.
It's so much fun. I am so glad that you guys are into it and enjoying it. And we kind of do this together. But it's also really fun just kind of chopping it up with Maisie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's awesome. And
just it's a fun time. And I will say, if you would have asked me, I would have never said that it started in 2023. I feel like we've been doing this longer than just this year.
Yeah, it does.
How far away does Farmer Wants a Wife feel?
Farmer Wants a Wife. Well, that's the amazing thing of this year. And that's something that I think about this year is this is the first for me post-pandemic year that felt like the passage of time was somewhat normal. It didn't feel so escalated and blurred quite so much. Because this is the first year that I look back on and I'm like, holy shit, that feels like ages ago. Because you know what? We recorded an episode of that in Rachel's house when we were on fucking tour this year. Oh my God. Do you remember that whole tour? The tour we did?
Yeah. 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 And I've got here May 10th of 2023, Baby's First Tour, an adventure episode. I could not. Again, I'm sorry. I hate to just be silent and have all this dead air and just be me being like, a day? But it you couldn't have paid me to give you the correct answer of like, did you go on tour this year? I'd have been like, nah, that shit was last year. That feels like a million years ago to me. And I guess we could kind of do that this entire episode and just be like, remember this? That feels like a long time ago. But how was tour? Now that some time has passed, how was tour? Was that a pro column?
I have it absolutely in the pro column. It was sweet. When I look back on the tour, I see it as very sweet. It was very intimate. It was a baby little tiny tour. We got to really become family, essentially, with a wonderful group of people for days on end, and see and just have these wonderful experiences. I look back on that trip very, very, very fondly.
Yeah. 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 I think of being in Rachel's living room, Rachel of Anna Hottest Purpose. You know her, love her.
Two Geminis and Leo.
And using that, tallow stuff, that tallow body wax oil stuff.
Dude, I still have some of mine. I use it still. I the tallow, it was like that tallow salve, and it fucking rips, dude. I love it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I believe I completely used my. I lived inside of the bucket of that tallow stuff for a little bit. So that's long gone. Let's see. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's switch it up. Give me a bad thing that we can maybe try to reframe. Or are those privates?
I only have two really that I could think of that stood out as, and they're very different. One is very sharp and one is very dull. And I put them as, and this might be one of those like, I don't know, dumb reframes that might seem like, but I didn't call the column bad. I called it rough. And I feel like there's a difference there because rough things can have a purpose sometimes, or sometimes it might not seem like they do. But I just feel like I don't know why I chose to use that word, but I use that word. But right at the top of the list is I gained such a healthy additional few dollops I did not need of dental trauma. I gained so much when I had that day of three crown installs without being numbed, because upon hindsight, I think they were sadists. Like, I joked about it, but I think they were.
I don't think
were.
That was supposed to happen.
No. Yeah. And I think this is the way that trauma works, but as more time has gone by, it was like a few, a couple of weeks after, it was not pleasant to think about. But now that months have gone by, I'll like start to feel my chest tighten when I think about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was a full on traumatic deal, huh? Yeah.
Okay. All right. But look, listen, this might be cheesy, but you are looking back and laughing about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun. You're not glad that it happened. But perhaps in those moments of stuff like that, there is a certain grain of like, this too shall pass-ness.
Yeah. I mean, it sucked. I one thing that I had with me that day, and this is the very top of my pro column because it's changed a lot for me, was I had my breath that day. And I was keeping myself as calm as I could whilst horrors were going on in my mouth. And that helped a lot. But I do remember standing up, getting out of there, and I was drenched in sweat, dude. Like, head to toe.
Yeah.
Completely covered in sweat when I finally stood up. And I, you know what? I remember we had a Facebook Live. We had a Patreon Live right after that.
I remember you being like, hey, can we do it in a few hours? I'm in a lot of pain. Like, we pushed it back a little bit. And I remember being like, we should just maybe not do this today. But like, you were like very gung-ho about it. And I think you had a little bit of, what's the word? When you kind of block something.
Well, adrenaline. I was riding that adrenaline out, dude, because I was in completely full on flight mode. I feel like for a couple days after that, it was awful, dude. I will never forget what it felt like to have them pull off temporary crowns, to hear them come off and to feel them come off and feel the cold air hit these teeth that have been completely filed down. And then they filled the permanence with the coldest paste you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And shoved it down onto this raw, completely filed down tube with the coldest fucking gel in the world and pressed as hard as they fucking could. And that's after I already did it once before this when they did test fittings where they yanked, pulled the temporary off, put the real one on ice cold on its own. Because again, I think they put them in the fridge just because. And took it off. So then they were like, all right, it fits. Now let's fill it up full of juice and smash it on three fucking times. And I'll never forget what that felt like. And I'll never forget coming off of the fucking table like the exorcist on the third one, which was the worst one. And they knew it. And they knew it was going to be horrible. And I just remember launching off while like two hands were holding me. It was like I was in the goddamn fucking 1300s, dude. I don't know what this day was. I look back on it, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened?
Macy, have you considered legal routes?
I swear, dude. I talked to my mom about it when the shock wore off, and she was like, they did what? Like,
yeah.
What?
And for context, your mom has worked in
She was a dental assistant for like 14 years. She was like, no, what? They didn't numb you? And I was like, no, nothing, no numbing. She was like, oh, no. And they did three in one because like they did both sides of my mouth too. She was like, generally, we just like stuck to one side. So I don't know, you can fucking eat. That was the roughest thing. When I think of like a sharp experience that was just horrible, like a guitar string going, wee-ow! It's that right there.
Okay, so yeah, that's a definite in the rough column.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But look, you lived, you know.
I did.
That's all I got. That's all I got is you lived, you made it through.
It's a story.
And you wouldn't have been able to tell that story that I guarantee you somebody is laughing at.
Yeah, right. And there's also probably a lot of people who are like, could we not talk about teeth? But here we are talking about teeth.
Super, super oogied out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. 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 All right. Listen, I'm going to jump in here and I'm going to take off and I'm going to tell you some things that stuck out besides just like regular episodes. We started off our first episode of the year last year was called The Octopus and 30 Days of Magic. You remember that one?
I do. I a lot of fondness for the octopus episode.
Can you remember? Can you tell us some of the vibe of the octopus?
I remember, see, and this is just the way that my brain works. Most of what I remember is just the cool animal facts about the octopus. Yeah.
Give us some cool octo facts.
Like how each of their limbs are essentially kind of self-piloting, like they are connected to the central brain, but each of the tentacles kind of has its own operating neural network that
crazy
kind of keeps it doing its own thing. The fact that they can like fit through spaces the size of a quarter, even if they're a big, ginormous if their beak can fit through it, they can fit through it. And that's awesome.
That is so wild. When I watch octopi squeeze through things, there's a part of me that's like, it's not going to make it. It's going to squish out. It's going to turn to jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make it.
It's wild what they can do. I remember they don't live very long, which surprised me. Similar lifespan to the possum, which I think was also this year, which is one of my favorite episodes.
Was that this year?
It might have been last year.
Damn, dude. No, I think it was this year. We'll have to double check that. But I remember putting together the 30 Days of Magic challenge, and I had a lot of fun with that. And listen, if you missed it the first time, or if you did it the first time and fell off, listen, maybe we can do it again. I'm going to try to do it again. I'm going to try to hold myself to it. This is a personal challenge I am sticking myself to. It is hashtag 30 Days of Waba. We'll like link to it. I know some people have made some like type up some graphics or something. I'll figure out a way to put it so you guys can find it. But hashtag 30 Days of Waba. If you wanna, I'm going to try to do it again because I made the thing, but did I complete it? Nah.
I think that's okay. I think that is where the positive aspects of things like resolutions can get lost because doing it at all, listen, you weren't going to do it anyway, probably. So yeah, you did it a week. That's better than nothing. Because that also takes the pressure away from starting, you know?
Yes.
You can just start. And if you weren't going to do it anyway, even these few days is going to be a good energy uplift. And hey, these few days might carry you onward, but it's something either way. And I like it. I do that every year with fucking Inktober. Do I ever make it more than a few days? No. But like, nor do I even post the shit, but I'll try to draw some things. And I drew something, you know?
Yeah, you get a few days. You know, I would like to participate in things like that this year, I think. Because specifically like Inktober or something will roll around. And I'll be like, oh, this isn't for me because I don't draw. You know, I don't paint. I don't do much art in that kind of medium, you know? Mm. But I want to, even if it's like stick figures or something, I'd like to kind of expand and I don't know. Maybe there's my own particular brand of art somewhere in there.
I think that, dude, anybody can learn how to draw. And I believe that with such passion. Anyone can.
I am not even interested that much in learning how to draw.
No, just express yourself.
I would like to. But yeah, I would like to make a piece of art that I felt like reflected what I was trying to do, and I don't look at it and I go, oh, it looks like a kid did that. But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, sure, maybe I don't have the technical skills, but I would like to look at it and feel like, you know what, it's not like technically good, but I like it, you know?
Yeah. No, that's important.
I'd like to make something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think the technical stuff is you can always get those technical skills. You know, you can watch some YouTube videos. You can practice and practice and practice and practice. But what I want is a reflection of how I feel. And I don't feel like I've ever sat down to paint or draw or make anything in a physical sense that I looked at after and I was like, that's how I felt.
It's I only have
and I want to do that
one painting that is that way. because I would, you know, especially as someone who is generally pretty grounded in the, you know, in the way, just the way practicality and the way that I am with my emotions, it is harder for me to create in an open-ended way like that out of just pure heart dripping expression instead of going in with a plan, you know? And so it is, that's a skill in its own right to be able to just go in and crack yourself open and see what pours out. Which is something I used to do more, but you know, when I was younger and as you get older, college really kind of trained a lot of instinct out of me, and replaced it with things that did not all some help, but a lot didn't, especially when it came to creative expression and things like that. But
yeah,
crochet has really breathed back in, just kind of open and like your little fish, dude. I was sitting and I was like, I'm going to make him. And I had no pattern. I had no plan, but I just made that fucking fish and it just fell out.
And that's wild to me. That is wild to me. Yeah. So you guys, Macy has gotten, I think we talked about it on a live, but we haven't said anything about it here. Cause we haven't had an episode. Yeah. Macy has been banging them out.
Something clicked.
Whipping out these creations.
Yeah.
And they're so cute and they're so good. And for Christmas, Macy made me a crocheted black beta, which is my my sweet, sweet Wetley, who's doing fine, by the way.
Go good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Doing fine.
I know. Some people ask about Wetley sometimes. And Wetley's gotten gifts from you guys. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, you know who you are, but somebody sent a little terracotta. I don't know if that's what it is, terracotta, but a little mushroom house that he just lives in.
Cute.
He just lives in. And the other day I couldn't find him and I was getting scared because, you know, if you have a fish, sometimes they just hide and you work yourself into a panic. Mm-hmm. Where are they? And I was like flipping the lights on and I could not find him. And I like kind of shook the tank and he popped his head out of that little house, which I thought I had looked into, but I guess he was in a shadow. He popped his head out of that little house with the most like, can I help you? I loved it. Just, ma'am. Where were we? I got lost talking about my boy. You crocheted. Yeah. Yes. The beautiful Wetley.
So just
yes,
creativity yes. in that regard, you know, it's not, it's a fresh thing. It has not been tainted, you know, by like painting for me is something that has been a little bit tainted just because I've made it a lot harder than it should be, you know, for myself. But like, this is fun and light and fresh. And it's just kind of, it's clicking for me and I don't got to do it for any other reason than just to do it. And that's, I've needed that. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. And I think that no matter how good you are at something or how much you love it, it's good to do something else for a little while, you know, and just kind of let it heal a little bit. I struggle with the rules in art sometimes, you know. I struggle with, again, trying to, like, feeling the need to stick to that very technical skill kind of thing. But I forget that like you could just like mix up some rocks with some paint and like throw it on a canvas and be like, there's my dirt paint, you know.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, man. And I recently, again, I'm going to talk about it. I just watched Beef. If you haven't watched Beef on Netflix, you should watch Beef on Netflix. But there's like a undercurrent. There's a lot of artists on that show. And there's a lot of talk, well, not a lot of talk, but there's some talk of like, oh, so-and-so is a good artist or so-and-so is not a good artist. And I kind of just got to, do you ever just have a realization that you think most people already know and you've heard it a million times and you've said it even, but like it finally clicks. Like I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh man, I wish I could do good art, but it'd probably be bad art. I'd be one of those people that people say like, oh, they're not an artist, but I'm like, but then some people really like the art that person made. Mm-hmm. And then I got to think, I was like, you know what? I've always said, like, if you make something, you'll find your audience, you know, if it's a podcast or whatever. If you just make something you like, you're going to find people that like it. And then it just clicked with me. I was just like, art is anything you want it to be. And like, I've heard that and I've said it and it feels like a commonplace thing, but I feel like my brain, that wrinkle just popped into existence at that moment. Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah. So, next up, we had our Spookysode 24. And that was The Fright of the Flying Foam Mattress. Do you remember when we had Eldritch on?
Okay. I didn't remember if that was this year, if that was this year or not. Good gosh, we've had 24, 25 of these now. That's so
Spookysodes.
Crazy.
Golly. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot of Spookysodes. I don't realize it until we hear that. That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
24.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And so that was summertime, yeah? Man. That would have been like June, probably.
I believe, yeah. Yeah. That was like one that I didn't grab the fucking date on. But yeah, so we had our Spookysode 24. We had on Eldritch. You guys got to hear about the candle flipping.
Yeah.
Which I still think about sometimes.
Yep, creepy. Don't like it.
And what I did grab the date for was, again, March 23rd, 2023, Simply Captivating presents Foie.
There it is.
Episode 1, Give the Woman a Blanket. So March, I guess we had already gotten back from tour, but just barely? No.
No, we recorded episodes the room that we stayed in. On like we did a Simp Cap episode there.
So March 29th, though, do you know what we did?
No.
We had our Reiki experience episode.
Sweet. I've got some thoughts about that one and the subsequent hypnosis session, because both of those they're just a great year for metaphysical practice and psychological practice. I don't know. I don't know if hypnosis rolls under metaphysical, but still, both of them great.
I think it could, depending on how you look at it. Yeah. But like, you used it for used it for metaphysical purposes, dude. I saw the transformation with you and flying and hypnosis. And like, the thing is, I know some people argue hypnosis is like, hey, that's just placebo effect. I'm like, okay,
cool.
Fucking, it worked. Great. Hello.
Yeah, I don't care.
Wonderful.
I don't care at all because that's all that it is anyway. I mean, or that's kind of how I feel about it, was that at least I just know now in that situation, I'll be in control, you know?
Yeah.
And when you know that and believe it, that helps tremendously.
I think it's, you know, they say you can't be hypnotized if you don't want to be, right? And I think that's what it is. I think it's allowing someone who has the training or the experience or the technique or whatever to say things in a way to where it really just worms its way in there, you know? And I don't think there's anything woo-woo or magical about it necessarily. I think it's a very biological way of doing something, just knowing how to get in there.
Yeah, I felt I felt programmed, but what was put in was just really practical stuff that was something I could revisit. Like, you know, that I am safe, calm, and relaxed with all aspects of flying. That line is such a deep phrase in me now. I have repeated
and
it
like, what's funny
40
is you,
million times, and I change it a little every time.
That's the thing. I was like, because I didn't have it like smush imprinted on me at certain times in the flight. I was like, I am safe and I'm free and cute.
Good enough. Like, I would just kind of put
with all aspects of flying. Wowie. So then we rolled in into our first tour episode, but then on October 31st of 2023, we put out our Miss Molly Bed and Breakfast Spookysode. And I have to tell you, I like the return of the going to places
Me
spooky episodes.
Too. I really do. Well, so did we go to Marshall this year or was that last year? I don't remember when we went to Marshall.
I'm not sure. Do you remember what we called that episode?
No, it's a spooky sode and we don't use good naming with them.
I know it was Stagecoach. There was Stagecoach Road.
Yeah.
I'm not finding it. I don't know. I'd have to do a deeper dive, but wait. Oh no, that's the Haunted Magnolia. That was in 2019. Never mind.
Looks like 2022. Yeah. That would be 2022. Okay, so that I would believe. But I really love the trips. I love that trip. I look back on the Marshall trip. That was a good time. I loved our Fort Worth trip.
Yeah. 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 And you know, it really kind of it invigorated me a little bit, I think, with the Spookysodes, because as we've said, we've had 24 of those suckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we have had some of them that were just like, we had a huge backlog of listener stories, and I love those. Those spook the hell out of us.
Yes.
They freak you guys out. So it's a good spookysode to just like have been like, okay, this is an all listeners episode spookysode, right? Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said about the ones where we go places, take pictures, throw them up on Patreon for you guys,
yeah.
Do the EVP. Like, sure, it's like less perhaps, what's the word? It's perhaps less like of the listener stories and like the scary campfire-y stories kind of thing. But I don't know. I think that you guys dig that. I think that you guys dig learning kind of the history about these places. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm talking out of my butt and I'm just trying to go to more spooky places, but I'd like to do more of those.
Yeah, I would too. I love it. There's so many around just your own neck of the woods that you might not even be aware of. And they're such a fun way to make memories. Like, I am always going to remember, one, how fucking cold it was when we went on that trip. It was so goddamn cold.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to remember that walk that you and I took to go painful. Find anyone to give us a cup of coffee. Just please, anyone, give us a fucking cup of coffee.
I can't believe we had to walk like 3 blocks.
Oh my God.
To get a cup of coffee.
To just find some coffee.
I feel like coffee joints should be up there. And there was the coffee joint right across from us, but they were just closed.
It was a Monday morning. I couldn't believe it. And so I remember the cold. I'm always going to remember Adam, the flirtatious cowboy man.
I would like to go and say hi to Adam.
Yeah. Go visit Adam periodically. Yeah.
I think that it's cute that he's a flirtatious guy forever in a brothel. Or maybe not forever, maybe he's choosing to be there. But I remember the free beer we got from the
some free Lone Star.
Some free Lone Star, dude.
I remember our episode disappearing before my eyes about 3 minutes before we were finished recording it.
Oh,
before we had
God,
to
I
do the entire thing
out.
Again.
We had to do that twice.
Oh my God, I remember that vividly, just seeing it just disappear into a pinprick in front of my eyes.
Oh my God. Didn't you say it was like when you turn off one of the old TVs and it just
that's what it looked like
small.
And I just watched it fade away into the ether, gone forever.
God damn it.
Yeah. And then got blinked at.
That's right, by the cowboy and by me when you said our episode's gone, and I said what?
That's all you can say. I mean, I don't know what you say back to that other than
fucking
pardon? Excuse me.
Yeah. I'm going to go get some free beers. I gotta get out
that,
of here.
That actually was the remedy, which is very on brand for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, The Remedy. Remember that song?
The remedy is the experience. Oh, it's a God. Dangerous liaison. I say the comedy is that it's serious. It's a dangerous new play on words. And the tragedy is where you're going to spend the rest of your life with a lie sound. So take a line with all of your friends. I don't know if that's what he says. That might be a little too much.
That for so much more,
dude,
than I thought.
Real talk. When I was like in my mid to late teens, I had a bit of a Jason Mraz phase.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I remember it because I feel like there was one song that I heard you listen to a lot. But I could not put my finger on it. Something about one where he does a back bend and looks at himself in the mirror like The Exorcist.
Well, that was the one everybody heard because that's I'm Yours because he's looking at his tongue in the mirror probably.
Okay.
But no, I was like, I would listen to like the other songs of Jason Mraz.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it went deep.
Yeah, it was like a 6 to 8 month phase when I was in junior college. Is he dead? No, I don't believe so. I don't. He might be a cannibal, though, for all I know.
Well, now he is for sure. Mm-hmm. Give us a good thing. Give us a good thing that happened.
Macy and East Yoga. That was a whole thing. Still is a whole thing.
Yeah.
Tell us
about it.
February, I think, is when, I don't remember if it's late January or February that it got started. I should know that. Coming up on a year, though. It's been a good time. I took a week off from it. I took a week off from that same week that we took off with this show. And I found myself ready to get back to it. We did our first class yesterday, but I've enjoyed it a lot, really, for the philosophy. Because every week I put a podcast out over there. And so every week I've got to like do research and learn something about the philosophy end. And that's, dude, 50 weeks of that, a whole year almost of just studying yogic philosophy has really added up to mean a lot to me and change my practice. And it's given right back to me, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
You turned into W for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I've really benefited from it, as well as gotten some great feedback all throughout the year. You know, people would go and then come back, you know, which was always the most flattering thing, because I get it. It's Patreon, like life happens. But to see like a name come back was really like one of those moments of like, holy wow. Okay.
And like, cool. Hey,
yeah.
I might be doing something.
Yeah. It was very exciting.
So, again, you know, this isn't an ad, but I guess it kind of is. I don't know, man. Macy and East Yoga. Check it out. Linked below. Do some yoga. Learn some stuff.
Learn some stuff.
Is that your tagline?
Do yoga.
Do some yoga.
Learn some stuff. It should be.
You know what we should do? We should make merch for each other's things completely blind.
Just not like aware of what's going on. Yeah.
Like when I get my stuff started this year by the, you know, something coming. I've been saying that for a long time, but like Christmas happened and stuff, but something coming. And then also like just the streaming and or Twitch or whatever happens, like you can make some shit for that and I'll make some shit for yoga.
Just do some yoga. If you just want to learn about yogic philosophy, something that I think is really beneficial that is kind of lost a lot in modern society is philosophy isn't utilized as much. And it doesn't have to be yogic philosophy. There's all kinds of philosophies. There's Stoicism. There's, you know, different, but there's so much richness to be found in philosophy that layers over your day like a framework that provides a structure that can just bring so much peace and clarity. And I know that studying yogic philosophy all year is a big reason that my good list is so much longer than my rough list. Because it teaches you over time. I mean, everything is a teacher. Even the rough stuff is a teacher. And so it's like, it just reframes to kind of, I don't know, it helps a lot. And so if you're interested in a philosophy and folding that in, I highly recommend it too, because I love me a philosophy. It helps me pack things up in a way that I can understand.
And I'm just proud as hell of you.
Thanks.
I'm just proud as hell. I truly think about you every day. I love you. And I miss you.
It's no big deal.
It's no big deal. Oh, man. Okay. You said you had two bad things. Hit us with that other bad thing.
This is going to sound more like a bitch than it probably needs to, but it's just something that you kind of got to take in stride, and other small business owners and smaller time creators I know felt it, but student loans hitting, as well as just if you have student loans, like yours truly, one, those payments restart, and that's fucking fun. But if you're a small time creator, especially a subscription-based creator, like a Patreon creator, you're part of that first fat that gets trimmed. It's just the way of it. And that was, interesting to see, you know, basically November and December. November was stark when it got, because you get analytics as a Patreon creator. And, you know, it was clear, you know. And so that has been something that I've tried to not view too negatively, you know, to just be like, all right, now what? You know, like,
yeah,
now what? What, you know, what, how do we adapt? How do we juke and jive and add more value and adjust, because it's hard for everybody out there right now.
What do?
Yeah. And
and
you just can't expect things
honestly,
like that.
That's and that's why I think both of us are, well, I don't want to say that's why, because that sounds like there's this weird line that happens, I've noticed, like, as a content creator, of like wanting to stay excited and try new things, but also being like keeping an eye on the financial aspect of it. You know what I mean? Like when we talk about like being excited about adding value, I'm genuinely excited about some of the stuff we've got, like, in the pipes and the works, and like what the internet is going to open up, and like what more stable, you know, just everything for both of us is going to bring to the table, you know, because I want to do it. But at the same time, I am like, hey, it's adding that value to that Patreon.
Yeah, it's a bit of a whoosh, thank goodness, coming in the nick of time sensation.
Right. Yeah.
But because keeping a positive attitude about it, though, I think is really important, you know, because everybody's going through a rough fucking time, and things are very expensive. And just kind of, I don't know, keeping eyes open and being excited about what we can create. I think we are fortunate enough, you and I, to do something we both can get very excited about. And that's a big opportunity. So I'm excited to see what we can put our heads together, especially with me joining the 21st fucking century here, hopefully in a couple of months, what we can come up with, you know. And that's just such a fun, that's why I don't see this as, it's hard to put it, I put it in the rough column, not bad, but it's rough.
Right.
But it's creating an opportunity for you and I think, to really kind of have some fun and be creative and reach out and plug in a way we've not really been able to do before. And that's going to be fun.
I also love the feedback that we've gotten for stuff like this, because we've gotten a lot of you guys being like, y'all should do fill in the blank, or y'all should watch this, or y'all should play this, or stream this, or whatever. So I love having feedback like that, and just being like, yeah, let's, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I get kind of cheesy, and I'm like, we are a community.
It was super fun. Like, 'cause like, Charlie, you and me are both pleasers by nature.
Yeah,
like we, I would say so. What y'all say and your positive feedback means a lot to us, because we are trying, again, we are trying to create value. And yeah, like, there's an obvious reason for that, which is to like not have, I don't know, a fucking foreclosure. But like the bigger reason, the more exciting reason is that we just want to do stuff that y'all like. And when y'all like an episode we put out, or, you know, it's very exciting. And so, like, to see that y'all are engaged and you care about stuff coming out and you are excited, like things like Twitch streams and like that, that's great. Because as someone who, and both of us could probably say the same thing, when you, in a sense, sell you as a, you know, a,
right,
it's a vulnerable place to be. And so seeing that positive excitement is it means the world, because you're like, okay, all right, we're relevant. This matters. We're not, you know, just falling flat here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there is this thing that I have heard content creators talk about that I've definitely experienced. I've never really talked about it with you. I don't think, maybe we've talked about it, but there's this thing, and I'm sure it has some name, but it's essentially, because of the nature of the work, because it is not like clocking into the 9-to-5, and it does rely so much on what people think of you, and it relies so much on public opinion and, you know, just stuff like that. There is this feeling of, this could all in an instant go away.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean anything crazy like, you know, we get canceled or something like that. Like, I'm not saying anything. I just mean, like, people could just stop liking us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That, I think, is the fear, is like, what if people just stop being into it? And from the beginning, one thing, Macy, you said when we were talking about how this is going to go. And everything was kind of a dream at this point and theoretical. We talked about people coming and going and being interested. And you said, yeah, you said, I think it's natural. Some people are going to outgrow us. Mm-hmm. And I think about that a lot, you know, and that doesn't mean that you stop liking something. It just means like, and I've had to take long breaks from things before. Mm-hmm. I've taken like a year break from like no sleep before,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I just, there is that undercurrent though sometimes, and it just peeks its nasty little head up every once in a while that I've, it's just like, this could just be gone.
Yeah. Well,
it could be gone.
It's, I mean, it's a fear of rejection. Yeah, because like that's what it boils down to, you know, is because again, it's a vulnerable place. Like this is an independent network. It is just you and me. So
yes,
it can feel, and that's something that I would recommend any small business person or person wanting to do a podcast is right out of the gate. You have to build a little bit of a protection wall up. That is, you can't take everything personally, because if you do,
right,
it is a hard road to walk.
Right.
And those first bad reviews, you know, like literally felt like a gunshot to the chest. Like, I just remember thinking why are we even doing this? Why are we like, this is a waste of time. Nobody's going to like us. Like, this is obviously apparent. Like it takes practice, but you got to do it a little bit. Otherwise you're going it's too much.
Yeah, yeah. And coming as someone who has I would say my skin was medium. I don't want to say it was thin, but I am sensitive to stuff, you know. I would say I have a thick skin when it comes to personal attack, I guess, you know, about me or what I look like or whatever. But when it comes to like my creative side, and something that like I care about or something that I made being told is like not good enough or I don't know, fill in the blank of whatever you can imagine, you know, that's where I get really distraught. And I think that and we're lucky enough that like I almost don't want to say it out loud. I don't want to prompt anyone to be like, but we're deep enough in the episode. If you don't like us, you're gone. So like I can say, we're lucky enough that we don't have that many negative reviews.
No, and I'm kind of proud of the ones we have. I think they're funny now, but
there's a handful of them, and some of them I think have some valid.
They do.
That I think about sometimes.
They're just not for us.
And I try, I try to keep that at top of mind and just think like, you know what, I kind of agree here. Maybe this is an area to change. But some of them are just like clearly like you're just not. This isn't for you.
You're not for us, and that's fine. It's okay.
But it did hit me like I did lose breath when we'd open up, and you'd see that like one star before you even read it, and you're just like, oh shit.
Yeah, it feels like you're getting in trouble.
It did. Yeah, yeah. And I just immediately, like, I'm just like, I don't want to read this. I can't do it. But it's important to do. It's important to read. So just, yeah, if you're looking to start anything like this, you got to grow a skin layer or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just know that it is, you're still you underneath it all. There is something, you got to have a little bit of separation there. And I think, you know, I think Dolly is a great example, you know, and she's an extreme example that nobody has ever seen Dolly Parton without her facade, like even like her very close friends. But you got to keep a little piece of yourself safe, and you got to keep a little piece of yourself yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of keep that protected and understood that, you know, when you see things like this, that yes, they're being said about you and what you put out, and maybe there's merit to them, and it's good to have the humility to consider that. But if they're not, you know, that little cradled version of you can trust that it's like, that's, there's a little separation there, you know, it's not coming for me. It doesn't mean I'm less. It doesn't mean I'm worthless or not supposed to be doing this, or I don't deserve to be doing this, or I'll never learn, or this is all a waste of time. Sometimes people have an opinion. Sometimes it's right or wrong, and you can adapt and you can learn, and you can also sometimes say, okay, and next, you know? But making those decisions is easier when you kind of come from a place of holding yourself safe, you know, immediately not throwing yourself under the wheels, being like, they're right. I don't deserve to do this. We got to protect ourselves a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you do keep that little tiny cradled piece of yourself, if the worst does happen and the bomb goes off and everything's destroyed, you got a little something to kind of grow back from.
Yeah, a shard.
A shard. Shards of Narsil.
Nars, still sharp. Huh.
Yeah, of course.
A fucking course. You
fucking dipshit. Dumbass. I love the side eye that Aragorn gives in that whole scene.
His velvet doublet. He is plush.
Why is he in velvet, washed up clean with like a blowout?
Oh my God. He's really looking posh, just judging Boromir with every fiber of his kingly being.
He, as soon as he stepped in to Rivendell, that 3/4 part of him that is elf came out and was like, okay, we're sparkling, we're clean, we're above it, we're judging.
I feel like he's having to mask a little bit too, because he's having to deal with Elrond and his just fucking asshole stick up the ass self that he is. Yeah. So he's just already in the mode of pure judgment, because he'd be judging Sean Bean hard in that scene.
Also, can you imagine if your father-in-law was like King Elf?
Can you imagine if, like, your father-in-law was solely responsible for, like, all of the problems you're now having to deal with?
Dude, listen here. I don't know what it was on. I just saw a quick little glimpse of it. Somebody can let us know. But there was some show, podcast, YouTube, I don't know, that had Sean Astin and Elijah Wood playing some video game. I forget what it was. And they kind of had this mirrored moment of... Again, I don't know the game, so I'm sorry if I'm speaking stupid, but like Elijah Wood's character was holding something and he's like, okay, it was like a book. He's like, you got to put this back. And Sean was like, you need to put the book back. And Elijah was like, I don't think so. I'm going to keep it. So they're kind of mirroring that last little part of Lord of the Rings, you know, and Sean goes, okay. And his character just kicks Elijah Wood's character like into the fire. And I have thought about that so much. I'm just like, that's the dude that gets it.
That's the move. Absolutely.
I also love all the reuniting that I'm seeing of those characters.
Yes.
Like Merry and Pippin, or I'm sorry, Billy Boyd and what's his name? Dominic Monaghan.
Monaghan.
They had like a podcast for a little while. I don't know if they still do, but they like just started a podcast together. And then like, you're just seeing them a lot together recently, I feel like. And that's a good feeling.
I'm liking it. Well, I think it's, it's 20-ish years. There's 20 years since Return of the King, which is wild. And I just listened, because, I'm not far into it. And I read it so long ago, I barely remember it anyway. But, I got through the first chapter today. Everybody was described. And I was really listening to it. And I was like, man, I feel like when I first read the books, because I saw the movies first, I remember thinking, like, I don't know if Frodo was cast properly. Like, I remember thinking, like, I don't know if Elijah Wood made sense for this. But re-listening to it today, I don't know really. It makes so much sense. I don't know. I was really picturing it today because I forgot, because they say they come of age at 33. Hobbits come of age at 33 years old. Sure. And
yeah, which is why Pippin is so extraordinary, because he's like, isn't he like 22, which is essentially makes him like 16.
He's a babe.
There's some
one, yeah, because I know Mary's a good bit. Yeah. Mary's older, and I don't remember how much older that he is, but I remember thinking like, no, it makes sense that Frodo looks like an 18, 19 year old, and that he was just a little young man when they filmed it, because he just came of age. He's just a just a little young, bright eyed, bushy tailed little Elijah Wood baby.
That's why I think is so, because there's that one extended scene where they're at the Green Dragon, and there's this part where he brings over a bunch of mugs to like some of the older hobbits. And I don't know if they did something to him or what, but he looks so rosy cheeked, and he's got those big Elijah Wood eyes. Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad one time just said, like, oh, he's so, like, happy-go-lucky here. And I'm like, that's the thing.
He's not been stark
contrast. Yeah.
He's not been stabbed and given a forever necrotic wound by a wraith.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always rotting.
Yeah. Just, what is it? ABR? Always be rotten?
Always be rotten. Always be rotten, always be regenerating. Dude, he's like Deadpool.
He's had it rough, man. So I think it's sweet. I mean, it's not sweet, it's bittersweet, but I do like that you get the Gandalf in the beginning when he's all sweet and in his green little fields and with his big blue eyeballs. Yeah. Sweet little Frodo.
He's still excited to see wood elves. Yeah.
Yeah. Wood elves.
Wood elf. I don't know why he gives it everything he's got when he says that, but he sure does.
Wood elves. Because isn't it Sam that's big time excited? I feel like I recall that Sam is the one who's like super hard up for elves.
Oh, no. He's the one. He's like, we going to see the elves. Yeah. But Frodo does have that one silly wood elves line. Yes. That. All right, man.
Well?
Well, let's see. Okay, hold on. I guess after... see? Lord of the Rings. This year. This is the year of Lord of the Rings. I want to bring us to just the last episode of note that I have here. December 20th, we had a very Merry Krampus special.
That was fun.
And I have listened to that over, like, two extra times than, like, I normally would. Because we listen to things back when we edit and stuff. But I've, like, listened to that episode with other people because I was like, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to this Krampus thing we did, you know. And I have been super critical of people in their in their love of Krampus.
Great. I have thought about it a lot.
Not really.
As the holiday season progressed, I would think about it anytime I saw anything Krampus related.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love being able to shed light on things that are like, I bet here's a common misconception. So the fact that the whole episode got to be one and it got to happen to us, like we got to get our minds blown by someone who knows so much more than us,
yeah,
was so delicious.
Yeah.
I loved every piece of
that
it.
That was cool.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also couldn't stand listening back. You know, when you listen to yourself, you're always like, oh, but listening back to myself, I feel like that whole episode, I had so many good, like, ideas and questions that ended up actually just being answered just through conversation would, like, answered anyway. Mm-hmm. So I feel like 90% of me was just like, wow.
Yeah, lots of react. When I edited that interview, I remember being like, yeah, this is just me being like, wow. Cool. Interesting.
Did you hear yourself when he said whip father and you went, "Oh." Cuz I've heard it like twice now. Oh. It's great.
Wow.
Okay. Shall we talk about what we hope to happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, we can. I don't know what to, 'cause every year of my life never goes how I
what
expect.
You exactly.
And it's usually for the better, you know, partially because I don't think I cling too hard to plans, you know, like I have like goals, mm-hmm. sure. Like, don't like,
yeah,
fucking
goals are good.
Lose your house and cars and things like that. And like, those things are important maintain.
Sure.
But
keep drinking water and eating food for sustenance.
Like, you know, something as simple or not so simple as the wood trail that was put in. That changed my life.
Yes.
Like, and we didn't plan that. Yeah. We woke up a Saturday morning and Hunter and me looked at each other and said, like, let's go stake it off. And in somehow 2 hours by divine fucking magic, boom, there it is. And, you know, so I don't know. I don't know how my year is going to turn out. And because that trail is there, I'm now having a Lord of the Rings year. So I have no clue, like, where this is going to take me, where we're going to go.
I stepped foot onto your trail while I was there, but it was much
I was
rainy,
bummed. It was flooded. Yeah.
Didn't make it far.
It was flooded, but it's fun. Mom comes every other day, and we walk it together, and she's put in a lot of miles out there in the wood. herself. So
she's going through the Keys, baby.
She is. She's strolling through the Florida Keys, man. And while I'm just slogging it through the Shire, and it's an interesting juxtaposition.
What different perspectives? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to this year. I'm not really letting myself try to be, I'm not really trying to be too wary about it, because I've tried to kind of keep my attitude as much as I can. It's just everything's a teacher, you know, good or rough. So I'm, see what happens. Internet. And, internet I look forward to. Yes. I think about internet 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Always ABTATI. Always be thinking about the internet.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Be thinking about it.
I like this, you know, because we kind of cooked this up on a live stream. We were like, perhaps we don't talk resolutions. Goals are fine, again. Perhaps we don't talk resolutions, but perhaps we look back at the year and see what we have accomplished and how that went and what was good about it and, you know, what we did. And I like that. I think that that's a much better way to do it. I kind of was thinking yesterday, you know, when the ball drops and when everybody's got the party in and the year's coming up, they're like, yeah, ringing in the new year, and we're all partying and shit, and we all kind of shit on the last year. We're like, fucking fuck you last year, bye.
Yeah.
Bye 2020, never want to see you again. Or 2020, whoo, that slipped out subconsciously. 2023. But the thing is like, at what point do we go from being excited about it to being like, I can't wait for this year to fucking be over, you know? And I feel like that's a cycle that I don't want to be trapped in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a part of anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm not gonna.
Give yourself credit. I think so often when the year end is ending and we're like, all right, fucking, we can close the coffin on this lid and look forward. When we do that, we don't give ourselves credit. You know, like, we don't take the time, because oftentimes when you look back, you did some pretty amazing things this year. Like, even if you don't remember it,
you know? You may not even remember.
No, because we don't care about the amazing things we do. We're too busy shitting on ourselves, you know? So, like,
ABS.
Always be shitting. And I just think it's a really good practice to look back and be like, no, I grew this year, you know? Yeah. Like, and that's
I grew
value.
Two heads this year.
You grew four fucking heart sizes. Who knows? You know? Like,
oh, man.
I think it's a fun and healthy exercise. Look back.
Can I
give yourself some cred?
Can I tell you something? I need to confess something. That scene in The Grinch, that I'm talking the animated Grinch, where his heart grows and it breaks the little frame, scared the hell out of me as a kid. It gave
Did
me
it really?
So much anxiety. Because I was like, I get what we're saying. His heart grew, but, like, this is too big. This is an enlarged heart.
It just broke the frame. Yeah, we die from this. Like, yeah, is he dead?
I don't like this. This is spooky to me. Yes, as a kid. I don't want my heart to bust out of
my budding health anxiety is not liking this.
Yeah. My religion OCD that is turning contamination health OCD. Yeah. I don't need this right now.
Oh, you gotta love those moments when you're like, there it is. Ah, yeah. It was.
Yeah, you gotta love those moments where you look back and you go, oh.
Yeah, I see you.
Ah, I see now. Okay. Well, anyway, I hope that everyone has a great January.
Great.
And a great winter and or summer, depending on where you're at in the world. And I hope that we continue to appreciate this part of the year for what it is, even though some of us hate it very, very much.
You can get through it. And it's Capricorn season. We're in Capricorn times.
Let's get this bread.
It's Aquarius season right around the corner. You get to open wide and just take some Aquarius in here in just a few weeks, and it's going to be great. Highly looking forward.
Aquarius.
Highly looking forward.
Macy
to that.
Turns the big 30 very soon.
30. I do. I'm looking forward to it.
Be welcomed into the club.
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to 30 as a decade. 20s were a means to an end. But I definitely do not feel that they're the best years of my life, and who that's just wrong. So I'm looking forward to keeping them in that decade. I have a lot of grace and thankfulness for my 20s. I am a different person than I was at 20. And
of course,
I appreciate that distance and what all was done to get me here. But I'm ready for 30.
Is it too rude if I say that people who are like, oh man, the 20s were the best year, the 20s are your best year, is it rude to say that those people give off peaked in high school energy?
I guess, man, because like, I feel like 30 is just going to be like my 20s with a more solidified brain, a little bit more means, and way better skincare routines. Like,
Yeah.
You know?
And people take you more seriously, too.
Yeah. Like, I'm super looking forward to it. And it's something that I think I did not realize. And, like, a lot of, like, younger, and by younger people, I mean, like, teens and things like that. You know, I remember being a teenager and thinking 30 was like, ugh. You know, like, by 30, you're, like, old as shit.
Right.
You know? And now I realize, like, you're not. Like, I feel very young, so I'm not worried about it. It's just like, I feel like I'm rolling into a bracket that's just better, you know?
Yeah. You're going to do a party? You're going to do a dirty 30?
I don't know. I might do a dirty 30. Do like, you know, death to 20s. Go do a little funeral for my 20s and a birthing. I might. I don't know. I might do a little, or I might, you know, get even weirder, dude, and do like a birthing for my 30s and just do like a weird, uncomfortable 30 birth party, a birth of a decade.
You know, in Patch Adams, where he makes those big paper mache legs and the doors of the vagina, we could do that and you could come out of it.
I can come out of it. Yeah. Instead of like people renewing their vows, I'm renewing my birth.
Gross. Could symbolically get you to like crawl under your mom's legs or something?
Just like enter, dance around in some red sheets, you know, and like peel them off like it's the placenta. Scream.
And then when you're
I can
done,
just scream a bunch.
Lay down and scream.
Cover myself and then
we can all feed you, you know, we can feed you various, you know, milks.
Pastes.
Milk of the poppy.
Yeah. Very apple sauce. I don't know what you feed a baby.
Mushed up like ham and peas.
Yeah. Yeah. They're into that shit. So, I mean.
Yeah. And then
make it weird.
We'll put you to bed.
Yeah.
And it'll be a good birthday.
And then I'll love that because my ideal party is me going to bed at like 9. So everybody can get the fuck out.
Yeah. And then you'll wake up and you'll go, oh man, I'm on my own here.
Yeah. Shit. No, I'm into it. I would like to do something fun. I'm not usually a birthday person. I don't usually care about my birthday that much, but it's 30, you know, it's something.
Yeah.
But it's sneaking up on
it's
me because mine and Hunter's birthdays are 2 days apart. And it was like this weekend and he was like, do we turn 30 in a few weeks? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Really runs up on you, man. Just
sneaking up. He's like, I mean, it's fine, but like, that's like coming. So, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe 30. 3-0. I like it. It's a good, I like 3. I like writing the number 3 more than I like writing the number 2. So, I don't know. That counts for something.
That does. The rule of 3 that I don't believe in, you know?
There's all kinds of things around, you know, 3. It's cool. It's a cool number.
It was Frodo, Sam, and Gollum are 3 people.
You got a trio. I mean, you got the boys with Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli running across the countryside.
You've got Merry Pippin and Treebeard.
Yeah, you do. So, I mean, I love a thruple. So
she loves the 3-way.
I think it'll be, I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to be in the same club. We're going to be in the same decade.
Yes.
Never since this show has been going have we been in the same decade.
I have been waiting for a girl like you.
Mm-hmm.
I have been waiting. And it will feel, listen, it'll just feel nice.
You can release that Marcus sigh of, finally, and I'll be there with you.
Ooh. I'm really, because I fucked up on my 33rd birthday, I'm really looking forward to your 33rd birthday so I can thank you for the last 33.
Because everybody's heard of me. Yeah.
And if they say that you're faking, mama,
it's perjury. Yeah. It was a missed opportunity. So yeah, you can take it with me. It's all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy new year, Maisie.
Happy new year, Charlie. Happy new year, everybody. Give yourself a goddamn pat on the back for the shit you did in 2023 and take yourself a moment and think about it. Okay. Think about it and don't be like, I didn't do anything. Yes, you fucking did. Okay. Now think about it.
You know what? We'll get a thread going on our Facebook, facebook.com. You'll find it linked below.
Yeah.
What you'll find it. We'll get a thread going. I want to see and hear what everyone accomplished, things you did, whether this was personal accomplishment or maybe you like built something with your bare hands or maybe just something really good happened. I would like to hear about those things. So tell us over on Facebook.
Tell us over on Facebook. If you want to start a fresh year of Simp Cap, again, $5 a week gets you a whole other fucking podcast every single week. Charlie and me let our hair down and we talk about pop culture shit like shows and books and movies. And we dive in and it's a good time over there. I love that crowd so much.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
Great time. So if you want to do that, hop on over to Patreon, patreon.com/WBAH podcast.
And soon enough, you guys, you remember that OnlyFans we created? Probably not in 2023. I think it was probably 2022. 22.
Definitely 22.
Wow. You remember that? We're gonna kick that up again.
We'll be able to do something like it again now that internet will exist.
Yes.
Guys, dude, they're installing like the boxes along like certain areas. Like anytime I drive down the service roads, I'm like seeing them, they're putting them in like
internet
final
watch.
Equipment. Yeah. I'm just like, holy fuck. Every single time I drive by and I'm so excited.
Yeah. Do you like drive by them and like roll down your window and give them like a reverse cat call because you're so like into watching this?
I really should. Like I should just like pull over on the side of the road with like a sandwich and just watch
it. And just be like, bless you, boys.
Yeah. And they could be like, we don't really appreciate you watching it. It's like, no, I'm watching the equipment. I don't give a shit about
you guys.
No. I'm just watching the coiled fiber wires. They do it for me.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Wow, they are going to call the cops.
Oh, so quick. Yeah, so quick. It's
authorities.
Okay. I'll know my moment. I'll scuttle out when the time is right.
Yeah.
it's near the same area that the weird fleshy skin monster that Rustin saw.
Oh, shit.
And I like to think.
Well, God, I hope this
give me a warning.
Oh, my God, what if he brought it?
What, brought the internet?
Yeah, he graced it with like, he was like, this is where the land shall be. And then he looked up and saw Rustin's car and was like, ah, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
I like to think it slipped into the corporate offices and like put its long skin finger on the map and was like,
this is where I landed. For context, when we talk about this, we had a spooky episode.
Oh, here we go.
We had guests on, told us their spooky episodes, their spooky things that have happened to them. And Macy has a brother whose name is Rustin. And Rustin told us about the time he saw a spooky skin-like figure on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. This is what we're referencing.
Yep.
There you go. 2024 is the year of
too much context.
Contextualizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta go now. I'm gonna go eat some Chalky Dodgers.
What is that?
Okay. Listen, I went to World Market.
Okay.
And sometimes when I'm there, I'll get a jammy dodger. I'll get a jammy dodger, which is like two cookies with some jam in the middle of them, and they're delicious. But they had Chalky Dodgers, which is two cookies with some chalky in the middle of it.
Like, so it's chocolate, not like chalk with an L.
No.
Okay.
No. But because it's British.
Yeah.
We're saying chalky.
Okay. Because I heard like chalky Dodgers. And that sounds
go chew on some chalk.
Gross. So.
Dude, I would eat chalk. I would eat. Dude, you have to keep me away from chalk.
Really?
Yeah, oh God, yeah, give it to me. Give me the Tums. Give me the white sticks of chalk.
I do like...
Give me cornstarch.
I do, like, you know those, you know, like Fun Dip? Like, I could take or leave the powder, but yes. That white dipping stick, the
stick.
That's the yes. magic right there, dude. And candy yeah. cigarettes, they've got that chalk mm-hmm. quality. So I get what yep. you're saying. Do you remember fucking astronaut ice cream? That like dehydrated Neapolitan ice cream that you could get way back
never
when?
Had it.
Really?
I was so jealous of everyone who had
We'd
it.
We'd get it every now and again. We would get it at Cracker Barrel every now and again when we would go to Cracker Barrel growing up.
I know that they always had it at like Best Buy and Fry's.
They had it. Like, they did. They had reason. It at Fry's and Circuit City. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Because it was like the future. They thought this nerds, was what, like fucking tech nerds.
Nerds will eat yeah. this shit right up. Yeah.
And they did.
And they did. We did. Yeah.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. I guess where we just kind of resume.
Regular resume scheduled doing. Program.
Or maybe Wabah changes from now on. Oh, we forgot to tell you. Excluding this episode, moving forward. There will be no more cursing in Wabah episodes.
Ever. Again. We've both decided to take this on as a resolution mm-hmm. to
it's better for marketing.
Clean up our act and make the world better for the children.
Yes. We will still be the Witch Bitch Amateur Hour. Like, we know that, but we will be switching officially to WBAH. It'll be like a little tongue-in-cheek nod.
Yeah. Yeah. And we meant bitch like a female dog anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because which is really connected to nature and animals and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's fine. Listen, so I don't care if you guys still continue to want to curse.
That's okay. If that's how you
want
to live
If
your
that's
life.
How you want to do it. But moving forward, I'm really gonna try to elevate yes. elevate that part yeah. of myself to be more pure.
This is a class yeah. joint. From now on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.